I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. While there's still a question about whether or not a restrictive religion law will go into effect in Kazakhstan, the Evangelical Church continues its work despite threats of persecution. Judy is with the Mission Society, and she says,
one of our churches that we planted about 10 years ago has planted three churches themselves and also developed a drug and alcohol rehab center.
Evangelical believers are feeling the heat.
I was actually invited to a celebration tea, and I was quite confused about that. They said, don't you understand? We've been Christians now for 5 years, and we are so excited that God counts us worthy to be able to suffer for him.
Meanwhile, Partners International is celebrating achievement in the field. Ministry partner Bartimae Medical Center will be hosting a cleft lip surgery program this year. They'll be working with 20 to 25 children. For those who need the surgery but can't afford it, there are special funds set aside. Says a hospital spokesman, this will echo our testimony throughout the surrounding area. Please pray that the BMC staff demonstrate Christ's love through their words and deeds. And Africa Inland Mission has worked in Central African Republic since 1927, but a missionary, Wendy Atkins, says more work remains.
The gospel has definitely been preached. The church exists. But there are areas of the culture of the people that the gospel hasn't really permeated yet.
Atkins uses music to teach villagers about God. Through her ministry, native believers write songs about how God views certain cultural beliefs. Believers can join in praying that behavior would change as a result of hearing these songs.
Those words are in their heads, and we just pray that they'll permeate their worldview and permeate their entire lives to bring about change.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.